Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Nicolette and Clifford in the driveway of the family home.
Hey, Nicolette, I suppose Jack and Betty told you what a jackass I made of myself last night forgetting that dinner date with Morty.
Yes, Clifford. Have you fixed it up with her yet?
No, that's what I want to talk to you about. How about arranging a foursome? You and Paul and Morty and me, we'll go dancing.
Dancing?
Well, I figure I've got to come up with something.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from acid indigestion. First, because Alka-Seltzer contains an alkalizer that acts to reduce excess gastric acidity. First, because Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles your acid-upset stomach. And fast, Alka-Seltzer brings fast relief from acid indigestion. Fast, because Alka-Seltzer is a bubbling, refreshing solution that is ready to go to work instantly to help relieve acid-upset stomach. Yes, for fast relief of acid indigestion, always alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion. And to make sure you always have a package of Alka-Seltzer handy, instead of one, buy two. That's the wisest thing to do. Remember, Alka-Seltzer.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always. Chapter 9, Book 82. Clifford Barber couldn't concentrate on real estate today. All day long, he kept thinking about Maudie Pemberton and the dinner date he forgot to keep with her last night. When he finally did remember it, he had rushed over to her apartment, but she was gone by then. He waited around for her until very late, but she didn't come home. So he still doesn't know how he stands. Wondering where you stand with a girl can make a day seem interminably long. But quitting time came at last. And now Clifford is driving his father's car into the driveway of the family home, just as Nicolette comes through the hedge from Jack's house next door.
Hello, Clifford.
Oh, hi, Nicolette. Where are you going?
I was just going over to your place to borrow some butter for Betty. Jack was embarrassed. He said we already owed your mother half a pound, so I volunteered to do the borrowing this time. Aren't you going into the house?
Yeah. Say, Nicolette, before you go in, can I ask you something?
Of course.
I suppose Jack and Betty told you what a jackass I made of myself last night, forgetting all about my dinner date with Maudie.
Yes, they told me. Have you fixed it up with the poor girl yet?
She didn't come home last night. When I didn't show up, she must have gone out, and I never have been able to reach her. I phoned first thing this morning before I went to work, no answer. Phoned at lunchtime, called the hospital, told she was on duty, and I still don't know what's what.
Oh, I'm sure she will forgive you, Clifford.
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you, Nicolette. Are you doing anything tonight?
Why, Clifford?
Oh, I wasn't trying to date you up, honey. What I thought was, maybe you and Paul could come along with me and Maudie and we could have a party. You know, go dancing at the St. Francis or the Fairmont, something like that. I figure I've got to come up with something. How about it?
Well, what does Paul have to say about it?
I haven't talked to him yet. This brilliant bit of strategy just popped into my head when I saw you. But if it's okay with you, I'm sure Paul will go for it.
And what about Maudie?
Well, if I'm all set from this end, when I call her, I don't see how she can refuse, do you?
Well, it's hard to tell what a girl might do when she has been, what do you call it, stood up.
You hit it right on the nose, honey. That's what I did, stood her up. I didn't mean to. I just plain forgot. But, of course, she doesn't know that.
Well, even if she knew you forgot, that still isn't very complimentary, is it?
No, it's lousy. I've really got to make it up to her, Nicolette. Gosh sakes, the last thing in the world I want to do is to hurt Maudie's feelings. Well, let's go in and put the bee on Paul, huh?
Is he home?
Sure, that's his car. Come on.
All right. I was beginning to get a little cold.
Oh, I'm sorry I kept you standing out there in the driveway. We're going to Paul's studio. He'll have a fire going. Watch the back steps, Nicolette. It's kind of dark.
Yes, it has grown dark.
Excuse me. I'll get the door. Oh, hi, Mom.
Good evening, Mother Barber.
Why, Nicolette.
Something smells good.
Nicolette, how nice to see you.
And you.
I kept her outside talking in the cold. She almost froze.
Why, Clifford.
Oh, I'm not that delicate.
Well, you go right in by the library fire. Take her in, Clifford. Your father's in there. He's been expecting you. I'll be along as soon as I check on my roof.
Okay, Mom. Well, stick with me, Nicolette. Come on.
All right.
I need your support if I'm going to put this deal over.
That you, Clifford?
Oh, yeah, Dad.
Come in, my boy. Come in.
Good evening, Father Barber.
Well, Nicolette, how are you, my dear? Glad to see you. Sit down, sit down. Well, you don't come over to see us nearly often enough.
Hey, Dad, is Paul up in the studio?
Yeah, he came in some time ago. All right. Why don't we sit here and have a nice chat, eh?
Well, Dad, Nicolette and I want to see Paul about something, so if you'll excuse us.
You're going to take Nicolette away? Hardly ever get a chance to see her, and the minute she comes into the house, you want to rush her up to Paul's studio.
Well, this won't take very long, Dad. You're too popular, Nicolette.
It's very flattering. I tell you, Clifford, why don't you go up first and explain to Paul and see what he has to say?
Well, suppose he doesn't go for it.
Well, if he doesn't, I don't think it would be quite fitting if I were there. It might be embarrassing.
But I can tell him it's okay with you.
Yes, but if there is any urging to be done, I think it really should come from you. Now, don't you really think that's right?
Yeah, I see what you mean. But stand by for a little while, will you?
All right.
Swell, excuse me.
Clifford.
Yeah, Dad?
There's nothing wrong, is there?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, all this abracadabra about seeing Paul. Everything's all right at your place of business.
Oh, sure. This is purely a social problem, Dad. Little deal we've been cooking up for tonight.
Well, my boy.
I'll give you a report, Nicolette.
I'll wait, Clifford.
Sold 3 lots yesterday. Did you know that, Nicolette?
Yes. Jack and Betty told me. He's doing splendidly, I think.
My dear, this regeneration we're seeing in Clifford is bearing out a theory that I've had for many, many years.
And what is that, Father Barber?
That a man will do things for a woman that he would never do for himself. Now, that boy wasn't happy sitting around the way he did, month in and month out, idling his life away. But did he do anything about it? Nothing. But within a week or so after he became interested in this Maudie Pemberton, he had a position. And he got it himself. Now, you can't tell me that's coincidence, eh?
Well, it certainly wouldn't seem so.
Yes, yes, our whole social structure is built on the idea that a man must have a helpmate. And when he doesn't have one, he's like a rudderless ship. Now, take Paul.
Oh, surely you wouldn't say that about him. He steers a very straight course, it seems to me.
Oh, I think that Paul would be a far more contented person if he were to marry. Now, if you...
Father Barber, let's get back to Clifford. Do you think he's becoming quite serious over Miss Pemberton?
To judge from his conduct,
I'm sorry I was so long, Nicolette.
Oh, that's quite all right, Mother Barber.
Yeah, we've been having a very interesting chat here, Fanny.
Where did Clifford go?
Up in Paul's studio. He's cooking up a little deal for tonight.
Well, I hope he doesn't stay out too late. He didn't get in till all hours last night.
You see, Nicolette, you were wondering if he was getting serious about Maury. There's your answer.
I see. It seems to me he'd do better with a little sleep. Clifford's not too strong, you know.
Oh, he's thriving on this.
I'm not so sure about that. Why doesn't he bring Paul down here, I wonder?
I told you, he's up there arranging something with Paul. Yeah, he's cooking up a deal for this evening.
That's the whole deal, Paul. What do you say?
Well, I'll say this much. You put it in such a way that I'm going to be pretty much of a heel if I don't say yes.
Oh, that's great, fella. I'll get right on.
Wait a minute now.
Huh? You're not going to back down on me, are you?
A couple of things I wish you'd clear up for me before this goes any further.
What?
I don't quite understand this great urgency.
Well, I don't want the situation to go on any longer without having an understanding with Maudie. If I don't, the first thing I know, she won't have anything to do with me.
Well, it was only a couple of days ago that you were complaining that you thought she was getting too serious.
Oh, we got that all cleared up. She was perfectly wonderful, understood exactly how I felt, everything. No, that part's all settled. Why, it was after that talk that she asked me to this dinner.
Suppose she turns you down tonight.
Oh, gosh, Paul, you think she could be sore enough that she might not want to ever see me again? No, Maudie's not that small.
Well, let's be realistic about it for a minute and look at it from her viewpoint, huh? You tell her one night that you don't want her to get any ideas about marriage, huh?
Well, I didn't put it as blunt as that.
No, but that's the substance of it.
Okay.
And then a night or two later, you don't show up for a dinner she's prepared for you. Now, you know, that isn't so easy to swallow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't look so mournful. I think your plan sounds very good. At least you'll know you're trying to make amends.
Well, shall I give her a ring?
Why not?
Okay. I can count on you and Nicolette.
Yeah, that is, you can count on me. I'll have to talk to her.
Oh, it's okay with her.
Well, good. You go ahead and phone.
Yeah. Gosh, I hope she's home. You know something? I'm nervous.
You are, huh?
I'm not kidding. If I was... Hello? Oh, is that you, Maudie? Well, hi, honey. Huh? This is Cliff. Yeah. Say, Maudie, how would you like to go out tonight? I got something planned I'm sure you'd get a kick out of.
That's really awfully sweet of you, Cliff, but I won't be able to go. Hmm? Well, I just can't, that's all. Oh, I'm sure it would be a wonderful party. No, no, it isn't that. Well, if you insist on knowing, it's because I have a caller. Yes, sitting right here. Really, don't you think that's being a little inquisitive? All right. Yes, you do that, Clifford. I'm afraid I can't talk anymore now. Because it isn't very polite when I have a guest. Okay. Say hello to Paul for me. Bye. Oh, dear Morty, you are a fool. Hello, Janie. It's Morty. What are you doing tonight? How about going to a movie with me? Swell. Come over as soon as you can. Oh, just sitting here alone. I couldn't face a whole evening looking at these four walls all by myself. Thanks, Janie. I'll see you in a little while then. Bye.
Barbers will be back in just a moment. If you have a cold right now, here's something you want to do. Go to your drugstore for a package of Tabsin. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. These are the new and different type tablets that help fight cold misery, and they're made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And really, friends, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Tabsin is especially formulated to help check the sniffles and sneezes that make you feel so miserable when you have a cold. And Tabsin also helps to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Now, these bright red Tabsin tablets are easy to take. They're coated, leave no unpleasant aftertaste. And we feel sure you'll be satisfied with Tabsin. There's no finer combination formula for relief from cold misery. It's a wise idea to keep Tabsin on hand all of the time during these cold-catching days. Then, when you take cold, take Tabsin, quick. Be sure you ask your druggist for Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Well, I guess our party's off, Paul. Morty's got another date. He was sitting right there in her apartment while I was talking to her on the phone.
Did she say it was a he?
Well, that's the impression I got. Brother, do I feel sunk.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, No Maudy, No Work. Chapter 10, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.